From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Here's a film quiz for you. See if you can name the movies and the actors from the following clips.
14 years ago, I was forced to make a commitment to an 8x9 sale. Now you're going to be forced to make a commitment.
Are you the little guy making all that big noise, huh?
You do fussy, fussy, fussy. You do Martha Graham, Martha Graham, Martha Graham.
What do you think I said something to Sonny?
Go to the bow. I'm going to stay in the stern. Go to the bow. Stay there. I'm so disgusted with you.
By foe, my enemy is an animal. And in order to conquer him, I have to think like an animal. And whenever possible, to look like one.
That was Robert De Niro in Cape Fear. Ben Stiller in There's Something About Mary. Robin Williams in The Birdcage. Johnny Depp and Al Pacino in Donnie Brasco. And Bill Murray in Caddyshack. Now, guess what these movies have in common? Well, they were all partially or totally shot in Broward County. And a week-long film festival launching tomorrow pays tribute to Broward's filmmaking heritage. It's called Filmed in Broward, and it's part of the county's centennial celebration. We recently visited Fort Lauderdale Cinema Paradiso to talk with one of the festival's organizers, Gregory Von Hausch. He's also the president and CEO of the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival. Gregory, the Filmed in Broward screenings include 26 movies. How many other films shot in Broward did you have to leave off that list?
Well, there were well over 100 films, and so many of them we wanted to include. But what we did was we distilled it down to 26 very eclectic films, something that would appeal to everybody. And the ones we picked, many of them have personal stories. Cape Fear, for example, when Robert De Niro was here filming, they had him shoot in the canals, pulling the boats, you know, wrestling with people in the canals. And as you know, the canals aren't exactly the cleanest thing. And when De Niro finally got wind of what he was in, he got out of the water, told Martin Scorsese, this isn't going to happen. And they stopped production for 3 weeks and built the biggest water sound stage in Florida at that time.
What movies might people be surprised to learn were shot in Broward?
Well, there's a really fun one called The Naked Zoo, and the director will be here, William Griffey. Bill, as I know him, he's still here in Florida, still here in Broward County, and he's known as Mr. Florida Film. And he shot this one with Rita Hayworth here in Broward County. And Bill did a lot of what you might call B movies. You know, they came from the swamp type of thing.
This year, the Florida legislature decided once again to leave tax incentives for film companies off of the state budget. When you heard that news, what went through your mind?
That perhaps we have the wrong people making decisions in Tallahassee. I think people have to be aware that they're not giving up things when they give incentives. They're enticing people to come here that bring so much more to the area than just dollars. Not only do they make jobs and increase the flow of money in our area, but also they make films that are shown around the world that showcase us. And that's one of the things that we're most famous for is our tourism.
Why is Broward County an ideal place to make a major motion picture?
Well, South Florida is its own calling card. We know that we've got a beautiful location. We're not jaded like they are in LA and other areas. When people make a movie, the local people are excited about it. In Los Angeles, when people make a movie, people are going, oy vey, another movie. I got to go around. I got to go out to the 405 and now to this and that. But so here it's still exciting. Oh, I was there. They're shooting Fast and Furious. And oh my gosh. So there's a youthful element about the way we embrace films.
That was Gregory Von Hausch, president and CEO of the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival and chief organizer of Filmed in Broward, a real celebration of cinema. That's R-E-E-L. Admission is free, and you can catch it from July 9th to July 16th at Cinema Paradiso in Fort Lauderdale. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.